The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program are Katie Johnson of KICD Radio in Spencer and Steve Woodhouse of the Knoxville Journal-Express and Pella Chronicle. The first question will come from KICD's Katie.
All right. Hello, Senator. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Yes, Katie. Go ahead.
All right. As you know, the bird flu has been decimating the chicken industry here in northwest Iowa. Is there any more that can be done or should be done for the farmers and the workers?
Yes, I think that there's one thing that can be done, and that's the slowness with which government employees that have to certify certain things are getting the paperwork done. I've been hearing a lot about just inability to make decisions or to sign papers or whatever it takes for the government to say that certain things are going to be done at certain barns. And I suppose the main one is, although I'm not sure we're this far down the road, will be certification that you can repopulate. Because without that certification of repopulation, then, of course, you can't put the birds in, because if you make that decision as a farmer on your own and you repopulate and you have avian flu again, you'll never get the indemnity of $2.40 per bird that is a present program. I think the most obvious one, and again, this takes time when you have 24 million birds involved, and that's 24 million birds just in Iowa. It's in several states, as you probably know. And getting rid of the carcasses, any one of three ways: burial, landfill, or incineration, things of that nature, is a major problem. But I think the first one is the one that the government has something to do with, and at least the federal government. Now, the local government has something to do if landfills are going to be used. So that's where we are.
I just wanted to get your thoughts on this trade deal that President Obama's worked on with the EU and the 23 other nations.
Yeah. Well, the EU is going very slow. It's just kind of getting off the ground, so you can't really, there's not much update you can give on that, except I want to encourage the process to go. And then the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, there's a lot negotiated on it, but there isn't any final negotiation yet, and there won't be a final negotiation until the House passes trade promotion authority like we did last time. And remember, trade promotion authority doesn't give the president the final word. It just gives him the authority to negotiate under guidelines, that very strict guidelines that Congress puts in trade promotion authority. And also, then the final agreement isn't law, because the president signed it with 11 other countries. That is only going to be law when Congress gives it a majority vote in both houses of Congress. So I want that to happen in the case of TPP. Well, I shouldn't say I want the negotiations to go on, and I hope the agreement is an agreement I can vote for, and I won't know until it's finalized and I can read it. And by the way, Steve, you'll be able to read it 30 days before Congress can work on it, because it's got to be on the internet. Anyway, the reason it's important to do this is the United States has a 1.6% tariff. That's an average, and every other country's got an average or a specific tariff, but on some agriculture products it goes up to 400%. Well, if every other country that we export to, and don't forget, 95% of the population is outside the United States, so that's our market, because we're an exporting nation. If we just consumed domestically, we wouldn't have the big economy we have. So, getting those barriers down for our exports, and right there in the Knoxville area, I always use 3M as an example, that 40% of their products are exported. So, you know, you could say 40% of the jobs at that plant are connected to important opportunities to trade. Anyway, we get those barriers down, we got a level playing field, it's going to help the U.S. economy create jobs. And also, remember, those jobs pay 15% above the national average. Back to Katie.
All right, I'm going to stick with the agriculture topic. And you mentioned last week your concerns regarding how the EPA is handling water quality issues, specifically dealing with agriculture in Iowa. Can you tell us if Iowans need to be concerned about legislation negatively affecting agriculture here?
Well, as far as of the EPA and the Corps of Engineers putting strict guidelines on water any place in the state of Iowa, some people say even where a raindrop comes. But let's say where there's a puddle or something, or let's say where they're going to even cover a creek that might be dry 11 months out of the year. This is a big power grab, and that is a big concern to farmers. And let me tell you, every place I go, it's outrageous that the EPA thinks that they can do that. And they do it by making a redefinition of the legal term navigable rivers. Well, of course, a dry creek is not a navigable river, but they are going to exert jurisdiction over it. So that's what we're really talking about. Now, as far as the environment and farmers are concerned, I think the voluntary program we have for Iowa that was announced a couple years ago, and even the EPA director said she thought it would be very much within the federal law and do things to clean up the waters of Iowa. You know, we need to let that play out. Let's go back to Steve.
I was interviewing, listening to a conference call. I didn't get a chance to answer any questions, but Senator Ernst yesterday was talking about the USA Freedom Act and how she could not support it. So I was just wondering why you chose to support the Freedom Act and not. So if you can just kind of explain that.
Well, first of all, I was for doing away with the metadata. And then if you don't have, even though there's things about the House bill I didn't like, and I voted for three amendments to improve them, but the three amendments did not get approved. But if I'd voted no and had been defeated, we wouldn't have had any way of tracking terrorists. And there are some provisions in what we call the Freedom Act, or even the original one going back to 2001, if you subtract the metadata, most of the other stuff in it is not really controversial. It's very bipartisan. Remember, this vote was 67 to, 32 or 33. 32, I think. Anyway, it's a bipartisan bill now, and we got something that the FBI and the CIA can do to track terrorists. Back to Katie.
All right. Yesterday, there was some talk about your work with universities and making them more affordable. Can you tell us a bit more about any financial changes Iowa colleges and universities might be seeing?
Well, at the federal level, probably not enough. At the state level, they're doing pretty good with the Iowa universities of freezing tuition. And I compliment the Iowa legislature, both Republican and Democrats, for doing that, and, of course, the governor. At the federal level, I have a bill in that would change the law that presently says that when a financial advisor at a university tells you how much money you can borrow, they have to tell you the maximum you can borrow. Well, too many students are borrowing the maximum, even if they don't need it to get their college degree. Give you an example. President Mason tells me, University of Iowa, $30,000 debt. If they borrowed what it took to get a degree, it'd be $13,000 less debt. So why are the people borrowing $13,000, loading themselves down with debt that's unconnected to their getting a college degree? Those are some things we need to change. Otherwise, about all we can do here is increase Pell Grants and make sure there's enough money available for student loans. Back to Steve, if you got a short question.
I know might still be kind of early, but have you begun putting together your campaign for your 2016 reelection?
Yes. At this point, I've got a few people that are involved, not anywhere as near the large number that's going to have to be involved next year when you get into organization and getting out the vote and things like that. Right now, as you would expect during a non-voting year, I'm concentrating on raising money for that next campaign. Thank you, Katie and Steve, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.